Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What an ass in the bar!
Barbar is a spider blood with pointed heels.
Victorious, victorious,
kneel. Have you spanking kneel?
Marching forward, it's a
critic and hypnotic computers.
You depend on our.
Still
you feed us lies from the tablecloth.
Lots of lies from the tablecloth.
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Everybody's going to the party, have a real good time.
Juga Rabo Live. 727-579-1025. Yo,
I know you have that. We're going to do It's Okay, It's Not Okay. But John just showed me a story that Ric Flair claims that he has had sex with over 10,000 women. Do you believe that?
No.
Okay.
I do.
I do too.
Yeah. 10,000.
Ric Flair?
10,000.
Oh, man. In his heyday?
Yeah. Wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, limousine riding, jet flying.
Do you know the type of frequency that you have to have sex with 10,000?
You have to have sex with a lot of women on a daily.
It's front heavy now.
On a daily basis.
True.
Which I'm sure.
Dude, think about it. He didn't have to run from social media or paparazzi. Hmm. He was a bigger-than-life character.
10,000.
10,000, man.
That's a lot.
I think he can do it. He did it.
Those ring rats are thirsty.
I think 5,000 is a stretch.
He's probably going, you know, 4 or 5 at a time also.
Man.
When do you lose track, though?
I don't know.
I can estimate.
I still, you know, cycle through mine every once in a while when I'm having a hard. Some people count sleep. I count sex partners.
Yeah, not me. Mine's,
very short list.
Very short.
He's been divorced 4 times.
Okay.
Currently engaged. Mm-hmm. Trying to see if he gives any serious details here. Is he being honest with that number? There's no way to really know, but Flair was in the public eye going from the mid-70s until 2008 with the WWE when he was nearly 60 years old.
Well, I mean, there's no way that he remained faithful in any of those marriages.
No.
Because you can't take a hiatus. If you're hooking up with 10,000 women, you have to try a new one almost every other day.
He's been famous for 40 years.
All right, so let's do a little math.
Because I love math. Love doing math. All right, mathematicals.
Because Drew's a 2,000 in.
I'm not. I've had sex with less than 30 girls. All right.
Oh. Well, you know, that's, you know, not including like.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you include that, it's a little bit higher.
Yeah, same for me. I'm almost at 9.
Okay, how old is Ric Flair now?
He is.
No, that.
And...
Oh.
What, 70 something?
Yeah.
So let's suppose he's been active for, we'll say if he's 70, he's been active for 52 years.
Ric Flair is 68.
6 years. So we'll say 53 years.
Okay.
53 years?
Yeah.
How many sex partners does he say?
10,000.
53 into 10,000.
Oh, Space Mountain. Everybody wants a ride.
Huh?
That's what he calls it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All the ladies want to ride on Space Mountain.
Like you call it Garabo Land, he calls it Space Mountain.
What am I adding here?
He's stuck.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What are you looking at, dude? Like? You need to know.
I just stared down at this. It was like I was back in algebra. I had literally no idea what I was subtracting and why. All right, 500, 9 times 7, 23, 9 times 4, 45, 47, 477, right. 3, take that from that, 230. That's going to be about 4 times 12, 5. Okay, so roughly 194 women a year.
Yeah. That's completely roughly. Doable.
No, it's not.
No, it is not.
Well, break that down per month, though.
365 days in a year.
You said 193?
12 into 194.
194.
Oh, that's much easier than I even anticipated.
That's roughly 16 women a month.
Oh, that's in the heyday? And keep in mind, I would imagine there were
every other day.
That's a full-time job in and of itself.
That's a new girl that you're banging
you
every other day.
You got to have conversations, too.
How did he even have time to be the champion of the world,
right.
Josh?
He was traveling. But the thing is, imagine a lot of these scenarios, I'm sure, include multiple partners at one time.
Yeah, definitely.
So maybe, like, you may think every other day, but one night you've got six girls that you banged in one night.
Well, here's the scenario, John. Either he shows up into a bar every single night with his World Heavyweight Championship belt and the women start flocking,
correct.
Or he's just pulling women out of the audience to go backstage with them after...
Both.
He's got a handler that picks out what he likes from the crowd.
I mean, now all of a sudden he's Motley Crue?
Yeah.
Dude, I think, especially in the South, in his day, he was as big as any Motley Crue, as any band ever. He was as big as any celebrity
definitely.
Ever.
With the women's, John, dude, or guys
I
like
mean,
you?
Yeah, in the day, Ric Flair was a god.
16 a month?
That's perfectly reasonable. It seems a little low, actually.
Mm. But yeah, but you know what, though? Like, every month.
Like, yeah, that's a lot.
For years, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't. There's just no way that's. Well, I'm sorry. Every other day for like 50 years, no way.
That's
dude.
A fool. That's
a full time job.
He might be the greatest athlete of all time.
You know, he claims to have had sex with Halle Berry.
He backed off of that quick, though.
Yeah, no, he did not.
He doesn't know who he's had sex with anymore.
Right?
Wasn't he on life support for a week and he came out of it?
Well, yeah, he's coming back and he's. He's quit drinking. He's telling people how many ladies he had sex with. He's rebuilding his life.
Oh, no. Man, this is about over.
Sorry, no. No, there's just no way. There's no way. Does he have a book out or something he's trying to sell?
No, he's just trying to live.
Hmm. Drew Grabba Live, go ahead.
Hey, guys, great show.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Back from the cruise.
Wolfgang, Wolfman Jack, everybody.
In regards to the Nature Boy.
Yep.
If you think about it, that's really... not out of the realm because
one woman like every other day, one having sex with a woman, a new woman every other day.
Don't forget those leap years.
Sure.
Starting at what age?
Starting at like 15.
Let's just say he was going strong for 30 years from age 25 to 55. You guys call them these ring rats. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, without a doubt, they'd go out into the bars after their shows and stuff and. There'd be 2, 3, 4 women at a time trying to hook up with all these guys.
Yeah.
I think
all right.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, guys.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the new age shooter used to have to beat him off with a stick, you know?
I bet the new age shooter beat off his chair. Drew Grabba Live, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay, I just want to input something, and I know this may sound unbelievable. While I was in college, my frat brother would sleep with at least 3 different women a day.
Come on.
They were all different.
Yeah. Every day, dude.
They were all different. They were not all different, but on everything I love.
Every
three
day.
Different women. Every single day. The only day he took off was Sunday.
That's the least he could do.
It's the Lord's
that's
day.
That's the least he could do. But we were at USF. On. He was in a fraternity I will not name.
All right.
And he had groupies.
He was an Omega.
Now, you got to think, this is Ric Flair, bro. I'm just saying, I'm with John on this. It's possible.
No way. No way, dude.
Yeah. See, his frat brother just, you know.
No way.
USF, 3 a day.
3 a day. I mean, you might, like, nail 3 girls in a week,
I mean,
and that'd be a great week.
If Ric Flair has hooked up with 10,000 women, there should be at least 1,500 of them that are listening to the show. So
right.
If you've hooked up with Ric Flair, we would love to hear from you.
727-579-1025.
You know, and if you're banging 3 women a day,
right,
you probably should be doing that for a living.
Right. You should be getting paid for it because you're obviously
definitely.
Very good. There's just, I mean, Ric Flair's a good-looking dude, a dashing superhero of a wrestler.
Good-looking dude.
I mean, in his day, now he's just old, but in his day.
He was the man for decades.
Wheeling, dealing,
limousine, riding.
Jet flying. Son of a gun.
See, Seth, you used to this new wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
this is old school wrestling
right
here. This is what.
There's no way that dude banged over 5,000
yes,
women.
Yes, he did,
let alone 10,000.
What,
no
you don't
way.
Think women like that?
I mean, some women do, but just there's no friggin' way that this guy laid the pipe to 10,000 women.
He might have forgot about some of them.
Yeah, it's probably closer to like 12.
There's it's not over 1,000.
Wait a minute.
Look at that arm.
But you believed Wilt.
No.
Oh, you didn't believe Wilt either?
No.
I think he said 25,000.
Yeah. No, I didn't believe Wilt, and I don't believe Ric Flair. It's a big grandiose number.
Nah.
It's probably closer to 500 than it is anything else.
Hey, come on. What about like Gene Simmons?
2 million.
Easy.
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Hello, Drew. It's me, Gene Simmons from Kiss. What is it that I can do for you?
How many women's have you been with in your day, Gene?
Well, the important thing is when I'm with a woman, I wear a Kiss condom because I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss. And I've had sex with many women who enjoyed being with Gene Simmons from Kiss. That's me.
Why are you so uptight, Gene?
I just believe in making money, and if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss.
My daughter has a Kiss onesie. I'm just going to set it on fire.
Would you allow her to wear it? It's a classy little onesie, and I get 0.5 cents per that.
It's kind of scary, so it's
probably... I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss.
She outgrew it already.
Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Mike, what's up? Welcome to Drew Graba Live.
Hey, Drew. You're forgetting the big baller, Fidel Castro. He's rumored to have 42,000 women.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Nobody has slept with more than 10,000 women. No.
42,000 women.
Sorry. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I'm surprised everybody can easily buy into these high numbers.
It's just ridiculous. Like, literally a woman every other day, a new woman every other day. And you can't repeat. So, like, as much as you think that some women might be of ill repute, you still have to convince her to have sex with you.
If you're having sex with that many women, you may repeat and not even know it.
Right. So the number's really 8,000. And then is it 800? Who knows?
But how did Flair do this? He didn't have a cell phone back in the day. No internet. No Bumble.
Ring rats, bro. Ring rats.
Definitely what? Quantity over quality.
Oh, for sure. What's up, Casey? He's nailing 10 twos instead of two tens. What's up, dude?
Yeah, I just want to say I believe that Ric Flair did hook up with that many women. It is possible. I'm a scrub. I just graduated school, and I was in a fraternity, and my record in 1 month was 10 different girls. So if I'm
okay,
a Joe.
So your record in a month, in 30 days, was 10. Like, the biggest month of your life, you nailed 10 girls. And let's be honest. If I was looking to sling my ding-a-ling, I could probably, in a month's time, find 10 girls to slip it to. Probably.
What about me?
Okay, I'd find 10 girls and Seth to slip it to. And why not?
I could slip it to, like, at least four?
You could find 10 girls.
10?
You could find 10 girls
no,
to bang you.
No, I couldn't.
Are you kidding me?
If that's what you were trying to do.
If you were putting that out there.
I'm not, but I mean, 10?
Ladies, I want 10 of you who would bang Seth Kushner if he was single.
That's
to call right now.
I'm not ready for this topic.
Phoebe's not. You're playing with your wedding ring.
Well,
I will point out.
Just I didn't know.
And then after that, can we get 10 women that would bang me in a relationship?
That's a lot.
Just a poll we're doing.
10's a lot.
It is.
Nah, so this guy did 10 in 1 month, but we're talking about doing that over and over again over 40 years.
That's the impressive part. Every day, 10 in a month, anybody can pull that off.
No,
if you're trying.
Don't you just get tired of sex at that point?
Yes. What's up, Kerry?
Switch to guys.
It's a job. What?
No.
Oh, well, not me.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Kerry.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Got something I think that'll convince you, I think, of a Ric Flair's prowess.
Nothing's going to convince me that this guy banged 10,000 girls, but go ahead.
Okay, well, here's what it's going to convince you. Okay. He didn't wrestle once a week on Friday night, Saturday night. I read recently, you can't believe the Road Warriors. He wrestled in a different city 5 nights a week for 30 years. And then, of course, it's easily believable. But look up his schedule, how much he wrestled in the different cities, and that does it for you. Does it, right? Does it not?
Oh,
I'm convinced.
I'm telling you, he traveled. You have no idea how many times a week they wrestled. It was not once a week or even twice a week. It was 5 nights a week, different cities.
If he said 7,000, it'd be a tad more believable.
What's 10? 7, 10,
well, that's
something.
What he said. He's probably hooked up with two, and he goes, what's 7,000? What's 10,000?
I don't know why Drew doesn't believe it.
I don't either. I just have a very hard time believing.
You don't believe that about anybody.
No,
there's
no one
could
bang 10,000.
Well,
yeah,
because it's just mathematically impossible.
Right.
Has Ron Jeremy hooked up with 10,000 women? Probably not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Professionally.
He's probably done 10,000 scenes.
He's probably done 10,000 women on.
You think he's done 10,000 scenes?
Yeah.
But that is That is.
He's done a bunch.
Gross.
He's Ron freaking Jeremy. What's up, Chris?
I was wondering, do you got to finish for it to count as one woman, or, you know, can you just be in it for them?
Do you got to finish?
10,000 isn't. Always
so you're saying 10,000 partners might not be 10,000 completions.
I don't know. He wasn't at a buffet.
Right. I mean, you don't have to complete for it to be sex. Like, the minute that the minute that you're in there, it's sex.
Once she's naked, it's sex.
Once she's naked,
to it's me,
sex.
It is.
Oh. Yeah, but you finish.
Yeah, well.
It's like fishing and throwing a fish back.
Yeah, that's true.
Not on my boat.
No, I don't want anybody throwing anything back. That's a weird weird thing to talk about. Thank you.
Yeah. TM Pal tweeted you, Drew. He said, Nature Boy also claimed to have 20 drinks a day for his whole adult life, so he could have been seeing double.
I
definitely believe the 20
drinks. I believe.
Well, maybe Mike Calta can ask his daughter, Charlotte, how many women.
When is Mike talking to his daughter, Charlotte?
Thursday morning.
That's what I hear.
That's what I've been hearing.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's
Can't
what
wait
Seth
to hear
told
that.
Me. Yeah. You think she would answer?
No.
No. But, I mean, it'd be worth asking. Like, do you really think your dad has laid the pipe to 10,000 different women?
Because he has to have at least 400 children.
What's up, Greg? How are you?
Yeah, think about that. No mistakes.
Yeah.
Hey, in China, they actually do, they have an orgy competition.
They do.
And the record for one of the girls is 1,200 different men in a day. And it's not just putting it in. The men actually have to finish.
That's not true, dude.
I don't believe that.
That's not true. You're a lie. I mean, I believe you read that on the internet. No, I believe you. No, I believe you read it on the internet. That doesn't make it true, my man.
1,200?
You can watch the video of it.
No, I am good. Thank you. I am good.
Nobody will ever beat the Houston 500.
No, no one. 727-579-1025. Japan successfully set a new world record having 250 men and women who commenced to have sex in the same place at the same time. But that's not like one woman.
See? Why don't we don't party like that over here?
No, man. Is this Angelo?
Is this Drew?
Gross.
Yeah, sick. What's going on, Drew?
I don't know. You tell me. You called for some reason.
Yeah, just trying to join in the conversation.
Ugh. Yeah. Just kidding with you. What's up, man?
I happen to know one of Rick's best friends. I don't know if he called himself best friends today, but a couple years ago, that's how he announced himself to me. He said over the years he's lost a lot of respect for him because, in his words, he was known as the town drunk. And he said he has been so unfaithful to all of his wives, it's not even funny. He said that's why I have such a hard time respecting him anymore.
Speaking of not funny, your phone call. Would you believe that I have not lost 1 ounce of respect for you since I've been talking to you, Angelo? That since the years that we've been speaking, I have not lost 1 ounce of respect for you, mostly because I never had 1 ounce of respect for you to lose in the first place.
Yeah, it takes a real genius to figure out that was going
to
be the punchline.
Had to spell it out to you, sir. Just had to spell it out. Yeah. I know you're a little slow on the uptake.
I'm just real dumb. I know. Hey, Drew?
Yeah, Angelo?
I hope a squirrel crawls in your house tonight and lays in bed with you, buddy.
Me too. Me too. Me too. I appreciate that. I would love it if that happens.
They don't break into homes, do they?
Squirrels don't break into homes. Okay. No, they don't want any piece of your house. They do not. What's up, Josh?
Yeah, I didn't want to chime in here on Ric Flair. This is how it could be possible. You got to imagine if this guy wakes up and walks out of his house, goes has breakfast, he's getting laid by somebody in the bathroom. Then he has lunch, he's getting laid again. Get laid again for dinner.
What world does this guy live in where pro wrestlers just go out and people are throwing punani at them? Like, I'll take the Denver omelet.
Just get laid everywhere you go.
They do that. Okay. Women are desperate in that way. They run across celebrities and like you said, ring rats, so forth and so on. So it's easy to do 16 in a month. And, you know, he was probably doing it 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Get out of here. Sorry. Nope. 727-579-1025. Do we have a girl who wanted to bang Seth?
Yeah, but she for some reason hung up. Her name was Natalie. So Natalie, if you're out there and you want to talk about the dirty things you want to do to Seth, call back.
I don't think there's 10, but I'm okay with that.
No, there are 10 girls. There's barely one
that wants to hook up with me, and she's obligated to.
If you were to put it out there, you could bang 10 girls in a month. If you were to put it out there, if you're like, look, Phoebe and I are taking a break. She told me to sow my wild oats. I need to bang as many girls as possible. You'd easily find 10 girls.
Yeah.
Probably by the end of September, but I'll give you a month.
If I was going to do that, I'd probably find like 1 or 2 girls that I really liked.
Why?
What do you mean by like? Like what?
You've been with one girl that you really like for a long time.
Yeah,
find girls you don't even know.
I know, but my problem is it's tough, you know, when you do it and then you got to leave and you have to come up with an excuse. I wouldn't want to do that 9 or 10 times over.
These girls today, I don't think they need excuses for you to leave.
They want you to leave.
Right. They'll order you an Uber on the way home.
But sometimes I don't want to leave.
Oh, no, you got to go.
That's the thing right there.
Because, you know.
You're afraid of them kicking you out, but you don't want to leave.
Because I love them.
Right. Oh, no, you can't love them.
I love them.
Stop loving them.
If they got naked for me, how could I not love them?
Oh, my God. Oh, my
what
God.
What is that? What?
Oh, my God. You don't know. No, there's no love.
Why? It's better when you love them, I thought, with the sex.
Yeah, but that's not what you're doing here.
Right.
That's not the scenario.
Love.
It's about you spreading your seed.
Yeah.
You can do that while you're loving somebody.
No.
Yeah, but it's better if you don't.
Way better if you don't.
Okay. Well, not taking any breaks that I know of, so.
I mean, just in case.
What's this?
It's what's love got to do with it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's love but a secondhand emotion? You don't need love.
I can't help it.
Maybe Phoebe wants to get out there and sow her oats as well. A little mutual hall pass.
She could easily find 10 dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In this building.
She could find 2 in this room.
Okay. You guys good here?
Is it gone too far now?
Just having a fun conversation about Ric Flair. Now gangbangs with my wife. So, cool.
I didn't say we'd do it at the same time.
I mean, if she wanted.
I mean, I also didn't say we wouldn't.
Might as well get it over with.
John said he's been staring at her boobs, which is really disturbing.
Yeah, that's just not cool.
Yeah, I walked by her in the hallway and she was holding milk and I realized, wow, I don't even see her as a sexual creature anymore.
Yeah.
You stare at her boobs a lot?
Well, no, it's not I'm staring at her boobs a lot.
He said there was, I don't know, something on social media and he was going, oh, yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, it is.
That's rude.
And you told me about it.
The only reason that I came back with that is because you said you were staring at my girlfriends.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said you noticed that you said something about her being endowed.
No, I.
That is exactly what started me.
I would never endowed. Just in a conversation say your girlfriend's endowed. Oh,
bye, Mike. Well, you may have not used those words, but you did say something like that.
What did you say? His girlfriend's got tick bitties?
How would I ever bring that up in conversation?
Because we were on the air and I was talking about girls who were flat chested and how I had an issue with a girl who was flat chested. And you said something, well, your girlfriend now doesn't have a problem in that area. And I said, what have you been looking? And you were like, oh, well, I noticed.
No, I mean,
and then I said, I noticed your wife's luscious.
Luscious?
Milkmakers.
What's the big deal about pointing out that you can't hide them?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't just go, hey, your girlfriend's got some big gazingas.
We were talking about it. It was a mutual dialogue. Yeah.
There was no mutual dialogue,
John. Yes,
there was.
Anytime
there's boobs,
disrespectful.
Anytime we're talking about boobs, you're heavy on the dialogue.
Okay.
Talking about crank, you're heavy on the dialogue.
Yeah, yeah. That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I know.
Very disrespectful. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, both of you guys. Like, I've hung out with John and his girlfriend a bunch, and I've never even remarked upon her boobs silently to myself. She's a really cool, nice
girl. That's just not cool, man.
But if this guy's talking about how he likes or doesn't like hoots, I said your girlfriend's got hoots.
Can't say that, man.
You obviously been looking at him.
Can't say that.
I can't. John.
And so does your wife. Mm. She does.
See what you did? You opened the door for that.
You put me in a corner.
But Drew, he said, I was staring at a picture she posted. He said he was staring at a picture and noticed.
No, that's not true.
I've seen your girlfriend many times in person. I'm not friends with her on social media. So when I didn't, you just, you know, you see that there's big hoots. Mm-hmm. You don't.
That's, as do I, my friend. You don't have to argue with me, man.
I don't know what I'm arguing anymore.
727-579-1025.
Ric Flair's a liar.
That's what we're arguing. Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, you know, Will Chamberlain claims to have had...
He claims that. There's just no way that's true. Sorry.
Okay, but cut it in half. That's right with Ric Flair.
Yeah, you cut an imaginary number in half, it doesn't mean anything. They're both bullcrap.
Cut it in half. Like, if that don't work, cut it in half.
Yeah, what the hell? Then 4,000, then we're talking. Hello, Drew Grab Alive.
Hey, Drew, how's it going? Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Listen, I know guys that are just normal guys, and they still have sex with women, you know, 3-4 different women a week. I mean, you go out to the club, you know, twice a week, you can meet tons of women in your area.
100% success rate, at least twice, if not 3 times a week. 100% success rate.
If you're a normal guy and you have game and, you know, you have your wits about you, you can get women.
Yeah, now, you can get women. You're not going to have 100% success rate 3 times a week, my friend.
You're not
going to
get 10,000.
However, I'll quote the bum. If you're rich and famous, you can put a multiplier on that, and it's 100% success rate.
I even think that famous people do not have a 100% success rate. There are going to be nights when their game is off or they strike out.
I'm telling you, it's super easy for them.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing is that 0% of the women ever have had morals.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, women are just—they're just hooking up all over the place.
Right.
Well, you have to know that when you're in a situation, you know, every—is it safe to say? And I'm just going to use Justin Bieber, even though he's not necessarily in the league with Ric Flair. Every Justin Bieber show he does ever, there's multiple women there who would bang him on the spot.
Yeah, sure. But they may or may not even get access.
Well,
to him.
I'm just saying.
Right,
so
right.
Take that same. I would venture to say every time Ric Flair did a small town or did a, you know, had a title defense, some woman in the crowd wanted to bang him, and he probably banged her.
Every gig, there's a bangable woman.
I'm not saying.
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't say he banged 10,000 sevens or above.
For Ric Flair, after every gig, yeah, there was a bangable woman in that.
You might be right. Guy did tour his ass off.
He's a true
I'm gonna
hero.
Need to smell his wiener to find out. You think we can line that up?
I don't know. He's been
Talk
ill. He's been ill.
Yeah, he's old too.
It's not the same anymore.
I'm surprised he's alive.
Me too.
He was on life support for a week.
Yeah, no. I was surprised he came out of this.
Yeah, usually you don't.
Well, they said, I read an article about him, they sent his family in there to say goodbye to him, and he said he could hear them, but he couldn't obviously say anything.
That's got
to
be scary.
He said that, yeah, he said that was terrifying.
He's probably trying to say woo, like, woo, 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 woo.
You know, that's him trying to say woo to them.
Is that what? Is that
that's,
what? Is
that's that offensive. Oh, that would be good. Life support Ric Flair as a costume.
Yeah, and a trail of groupie nurses like following him.
I mean, I don't support it, but of course it's not. An idea.
All right, when we come back, we will get to the It's Okay, It's Not Okay involving Anthony Weiner. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025 are the numbers. Fran Hosch has some great events going on this week. Tonight, it's Tuesday. You got Cornhole at Biff Burger every Tuesday night. Kickin' Wings Bike Night in Hudson as well. The last Tuesday of every month, courtesy of Fran Hosch. Tomorrow night, it is a big Wednesday night at Quaker Steak and Lube because I, Drew Garab, will be hanging out with you, the biggest and baddest bike night in town. Every Wednesday, live music gets started at 6. Quaker Steak and Lube Bike Night just got a whole lot better, too. Stop by every bike night. Sign up for a chance to win a Harley-Davidson Sportster 1200 donated by Fran Hosch Law Group and Burt's Barracuda. I'll be there with you tomorrow from 7 to 9. This weekend, you got Bitburger Bike Night in Pinellas. Goes on every Saturday night with food and drink specials starting at 6. The third annual Childhood Cancer Awareness Poker Run is Saturday, starting at Tampa Harley-Davidson with registration and breakfast at 8:30. Ride's going to end at JT's Roadhouse and Bar and Grill. All proceeds will be used to assist children battling cancer. Bikers for Boobies annual poker run is on Saturday, making strides against breast cancer. Registration from 9 until 11 at Thunder Tavern in Newport Richey. The after parties are the Thunder Tavern with live One-Eyed Jack Band. And the proceeds from the event will go to the American Cancer Society. Biff Burger is hosting an annual event on December 9th where they'll be raffling off a 2017 Yamaha X Deluxe jet ski with a trailer courtesy of Fran Hosch. Purchase your raffle tickets 1 for $5 or 5 for $20. All proceeds go towards a wonderful cause and they'll benefit Biff Kids Pinellas annual toy drive. You want more information on Fran's events? Go to the Bone Biker Bar at theboneonline.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.